Composer Ludwig van Beethoven wrote 16 string quartets throughout the course of his life. And for classical musicians, playing those pieces is like climbing Mount Everest. Here's violinist Tom Stone and cellist Jennifer Kletzel of the Cypress String Quartet.
For us, it's sort of a personal test and challenge to see if we can keep all of that music in our head and fingers and it's also a kind of almost like a transformative spiritual experience for us to do it. It's something, you know, after you've accomplished something really great, you change as a person. And I think for all of us, we just wanted to have that kind of an experience.
The body of work makes up some 8 hours of music. Stone says the pieces show his transformation as a composer. In Beethoven's first quartets, he's trying to prove himself worthy of the classical tradition. And the ones in his later years are more innovative, ushering in the era of romanticism in music. Beethoven is the father of romantic music, after all.
People talk about what are some of the greatest and most moving works of art. These quartets hold up to, you know, works of Shakespeare and Da Vinci and others. I mean, they're just masterpieces.
Mm-hmm. Kletzel says Beethoven was a genius and very cutting edge. And that's why people are still puzzling his music nearly 200 years after his death.
Through the course of his life, people were like responding to this music saying, this is music of a madman. You know, what is wrong with him? Nobody had done anything like it. And he was pushing the envelope on things 100 years before people were trying those same techniques.
Violinist Cecily Ward and violist Ethan Filner round out the quartet. The musicians played at the Sitka Summer Music Festival a few times before, but this year marks their last and some of their final shows. After 20 years and thousands of concerts, Stone says the group has decided to disband this summer.
Well, it feels good to be going out on top, I would say. So, we're still in our prime as a quartet, and we made the decision that it was time to move on in our lives and try something else exciting while we still had the sort of energy and mental acuity to do some really important work.
They've had a busy year, playing 150 concerts since September, and releasing their third CD of Beethoven's quartets, which completes their audio collection of the composer. And it looks like, at least for the next week, they won't be getting any breaks. The quartet will be playing every day until their final performance in Sitka, June 11th. Kayla Betcher is the executive director of the Sitka Summer Music Festival.
And this is the beginning of a whole month of extraordinary music all over town. And it's great to be at this point and have the 2016 festival underway.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Brielle Schaefer.